a few creeks, and a couple little shacks. Yeah, you gotta get lost.
Good morning, WFMD listeners. This is Jay Day.
And Christina Day.
With Real Talk Real Estate. I can't believe we're already in June. Sort of crazy how the time is flying, right?
I know. It's almost half over. 2022, almost half over.
Yeah, a little surprising. So thanks for tuning in this morning. Christina, how do you want to start things off?
Well, you know, it's funny. You said the other day when you were doing your podcast with Tom that you were sick of talking about stats. But stats tell the story. And so we really need to look at stats in order to know what's happening in the market. And I will tell you, based on the stats, it's a very telling picture that it's a little bit of a ride.
Yeah, yeah. So you want to talk about Frederick County, Maryland
first? I do. I figure let's talk about Frederick, and that way we don't overwhelm the people who, you know, are in other areas, listening to other areas. Because Frederick is a pretty good central location to all of the areas that we service. And so this month, I pulled this information on Thursday. We had 326 active and coming soon. Of those, 246 were active and 80 were coming soon. Now, let's take a look at that into comparison from last month. And last month, we had 142 active. There's over 100 more active listings on the market in Frederick County that are not new construction month over month.
Yeah, that's a big change.
That is a huge change. So the other interesting thing was contracts. We have 438 contract units. And the nice thing about that is if we look at the days on market, our active days on market for Frederick County are currently at about 13. And last month, that active days on market was only 9. So we're seeing those days on market get bigger.
And I mean, with seeing the increase in inventory, there should be no surprise that it's going to expand a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So from 9 to 13, but having 100 more units.
Yeah. So keep in mind, folks, we're still not at a healthy balance for the number of active units to supply the county of this size with the demand that we have. So we're still in a deficit. However, what you're finding is that people are still pushing the envelope on price. And because they're pushing the envelope on price, we're seeing a little bit longer days on market for those properties, which is bringing that number up. The ones that are in hot spots that are, you know, high demand, the ones that are in the properly priced bracket coming out of the gate, those we're seeing go faster. You know, and we've talked about this month after month after month. There are going to be areas that are just going to have a much higher demand that are going to go quicker. And then if you're not in one of those hot spots, you really do need to start paying attention to what your listing price is.
Yeah, and I mean, we're starting to see more, and again, except in the really hot areas, when you're outside of those, it's not unusual that people are now wanting to do inspections.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're only wanting to do as-is inspections, but mm-hmm. they're asking for inspections. You're seeing the time frames be a little longer for inspections instead of them trying to cram it in very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So you're starting to see how the deals are coming along. They're looking a little different. And also, maybe instead of getting a dozen offers, you're getting two or three.
Unless, of course, you're in one of those hot spots and there's still 20 and they're offering way over asking and waiving inspections.
Yeah, so, you know, there's, I mean, candidly, that. Like Newmarket, Lake Linganore area is still sort of
Urbana.
On fire. Urbana. Yeah, it's.
So there are spots that we're definitely seeing a different kind of demand. Now, the interesting thing when I look at numbers and I look at the median price, because obviously the median takes out the abnormally low and the abnormally high. Last month, we were at a $483,000 median price point, and this month, we're at a $470,000. That's a pretty significant change on our active listing price as a median, especially considering the increase in the amount of listings that we have. One of the other very telling things, we talked about price reductions. We're actually starting to see price reductions become a part of the market, and they're becoming a big part of the market.
I think the reason why we're seeing the price reductions, and when I've been meeting with sellers, what I've been saying is, okay, your neighbor was going on the market, and then because of the crazy appreciation and the demand that was out there, maybe their house went on for 500, and you're like, you know what, I'm going to try 5 and a quarter. Now, if it's sold for five and you try for 5.25, you may land more at 5.10. So the appreciation factor is still happening. It's just not happening at the percentage of what we were seeing before.
Right.
So now people, like you said, they're still testing the market, these crazier high numbers. And the good thing is that most people are reacting quickly when they see that nothing is happening.
Yeah.
And we've had it personally with a couple of our clients.
Oh, and I have no problem whatsoever testing the market. I've always said it's your home, it's your money, it's your equity. I'm here to give you the information to make good decisions, but those decisions are ultimately up to you. The one thing that we want to caution people against is chasing the market in a downward direction. Now, we're not truly in a downward direction yet. We're more softening and flattening. The pace has slowed down and the numbers are definitely softening. We can see that with the median price of 483 now going to 470. But if you're chasing the market, you start too high and you wait too long to act on a price reduction, then you're going to find yourself always a little too high. Regardless of how many times you reduce, you're always going to be a little too high.
Yeah, and to me, what we're finding is those that are we've had a couple of sellers that are like, no, I really want to try this number. And then we've had others that are like, you know what? I'm going to go in at, what it looks like fair market value is, or just a tad under. And those tend to get escalated up.
Yes.
We end up getting multiple offers and they end up selling for over what we had them listed for. And that's a different strategy. And that's a strategy we've used over and over for many years. It just sort of disappeared over the last
2 years.
I wouldn't say disappeared, but it became less appealing to people.
Mm-hmm.
Where now they realize they're like, oh, and I mean, we've had properties that we've had listed at a price. We do a price reduction, and then all of a sudden the price reduction turns into six offers, and they end up selling for more than maybe even what it was listed at previously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know if we had talked about this particular listing last time, but one of my clients who's actually in real estate, and she works in the new home part of real estate, we had listed her house at $550, and it was higher for the neighborhood that it was in. However, we were justified in it based on square footage and finishes and things like that. And so after a brief period, maybe a week and a half, we decided to bring it down from 550 to 525. And then after about another week and a half, we brought it down to 499.
And then
that was dramatic. Now, most sellers do not have the cantaloupes to do that.
Yeah. And then what happened, because it's settled now, so we can talk about it.
Yeah, we can talk about it now.
We had multiple offers and it ended up selling for
530.
So it ended up selling for more than what it was listed at, not initially, but the first price reduction, we ended up getting more for them.
Yes.
And then we also added an incentive, and then because of the multiple offers, the people waived the incentive.
Exactly. And so that's what we're seeing on several of our listings that are in progress right now, that if you bring it down, you're going to end up with that buyer demand that's going to bring you the multiple offers and the competitive nature.
Well, and I think the reason for that, too, because I had one that hasn't closed, so I can't give all the details, but we pressed the envelope because there was a lack of inventory and it was a desirable spot to be. And then we made an adjustment. We had, I don't know, maybe 20 showings in the first couple days, but no offers. We had an open house. There was nobody writing. And then, what the seller said was, I don't understand why someone's not just making an offer.
Mm-hmm.
We're not in a market where agents and buyers are feeling as comfortable making offers. So they're sitting there and waiting for the price to adjust, and then they pounce. We haven't shifted to that type of a mindset yet that I've seen. I mean, you list homes as well. Maybe you see it more than I do. But of the ones I've had, I haven't had anything come in below asking price.
Well, and so what the challenge is, and you're absolutely right, the buyers and the buyer's agents, especially buyer's agents who don't do a lot of listings or don't work on a team where they're getting the information from the agents who do the listings, they are not in the mindset yet that when they're searching for a home, that they should be searching for a price that's going to allow them the flexibility to come down. They're looking at a price that allows them the flexibility of how high can they go up to get that house. Because for the last 2 years, you've had this escalating market, you've had this high demand. And so they know that they're going to need to come in with their A-plus game. And that means if the house was listed at, for example, 550, they're going to need to come in. If it's, say, in a neighborhood like Linganore, you might need to come in at 600.
Or more.
And, yeah, and be prepared to have an appraisal guarantee and all of these other things. So if I'm a 600 buyer, I'm searching at 550 in order to find something that I could possibly attain. So the mindset of the buyer and the mindset of the buyer's agents is not conditioned to come in and make an offer. And I have sellers go, well, why don't they just make an offer? Because that's not the expectation yet. And that's not what they're conditioned to do. So if
yet is, yeah, and yet is the key word, yes, because that used to happen all the time.
Yes, yes.
But after 2+ years of being spoiled, I would say, it's just become one of those things of, you know, a buyer agent doesn't even really need to get into the discussion of what should we, you know, should we come in at full? It's like, how much over should we come in at?
Exactly.
If we want to try and get
completely
this.
Different conversations, right?
Yeah.
So here's the interesting statistic on reductions, because we're talking about reductions. If you bring your property down, we know that we can create a different quality of demand that could get you A, just a good offer, or B, potentially multiple offers that go back up. And we've seen that happen. So for the reductions currently on the actives, we're at 63 reductions on the active ones that we have on the market right now.
And you that's, say we, that's just collectively that's in all the, Frederick the, all County, of, not
yeah,
us.
All Frederick County, not Day Home Team. That's 25% of the active listings have been reduced. Last month when we looked at these numbers, the number was 34, which was 23% of the active units. So we're up 2% on reductions, which doesn't seem like a lot, but also let's put that into perspective. You have 23% last month, 25% this month, but that's a difference of 34 reductions versus 63 reductions with this increased inventory that we have.
Yeah, and I mean, it's the reality is the market is still very strong for sellers.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, we have to make adjustments. We have to know what's going on. And when you're, you know, you mentioned it, we're not afraid to test the market for people if we think that, you know, there's a potential that we could earn them and get them more money. The key is dealing with someone who is going to help educate you and explain the pros and the cons of everything.
Yeah.
Someone who understands your market. So, you know, when you're dealing with people who are, you know, not familiar with the area, or they're just sort of dipping their toe in the water here, they may not understand. I mean, it's very different in other areas. I
or
mean,
when
got,
you hire your cousin because he's new and you want to give him a shot and give him his first deal.
Yeah.
That's very nice of you. However, you're hiring an expert who has expertise who can get your home sold for the most amount of money with the best possible terms. That's the goal.
Yeah, and the same thing. Now is not the time, and even in the hot market, you know, trying to deal with discounts and gimmicks and things like that are things you want to avoid, because you want to deal with someone who knows how to negotiate. And if they don't know how to negotiate for themselves, they sure as heck are not going to negotiate for you. But on that note, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Buying or selling a home, there's one sure way to get the job done. J-Day and the Day Home Team, they make it all clear, they even make it fun. Trusted advisors working with you, everyday people just like you. You got the dream, they make it come true. J-Day and the Day Home Team, experience the difference a day makes.
And we're right back, WFMD listeners. So we were talking about, you know, the agent you hire can make a difference because of the negotiations. Do you want to touch on any of that at all, or do you think we beat that one enough?
So I think that it was an interesting situation that came up this past month. And I had gone out to meet with somebody, and they actually interviewed 5 agents. And that's a lot of agents to interview. I am so sorry that they had to go through interviewing 5 different agents. That sounds terrible. But the interesting thing was, he had said that he had talked to a couple agents who had a lot more years of experience. And, you know, I started selling real estate in the 90s. I got out of it and did some lending for a while, but still in the real estate industry. I'd done coaching for other real estate companies, you know, so there was a little bit of time where I wasn't actively selling, but then I came back into sales, what, probably 11, 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was funny because, you know, we're talking and he said there was a couple experienced agents like myself and there were a couple of newer agents who, you know, hadn't been in the business all that long. And so the numbers that were given were very different between those of us that were experienced and those of us that were not, which I found really interesting. And
well, the neat thing is, and I remember you telling me the story, in the past, it used to be the new agents would be overzealous in their number.
Yeah.
And in that situation, the newer agents were, they would have lost thousands of dollars.
They would have lost thousands, tens of thousands of dollars. And so it was funny because, you know, of course, as we were talking and I said, well, who was it that you talked to? And he gave me the name of the other experienced agent. And I said, you know, I know that agent very well. He's been in the business for 100 years. Maybe a slight exaggeration on time, but he's been in it as long or longer than I have. And, you know, we go way back. I knew him from years and years and years ago. And I said, if his number and my number are in the same ballpark, then I feel really good about our number. Because, you know, there are people, when you talk about hiring the right agent, there are people in Frederick County. And it, I know it sounds very odd to say because Frederick has grown so much, but there are people in Frederick County who truly understand the Frederick market. And the Frederick market is very intricate.
Yeah, it's, I mean, to the point, like we were talking that now there's neighborhoods where things are taking longer, and then there's others where you set the expectation, hey, we're going to go on here, we're going to have a ton of offers, like in Linganore, it's going to go for well over asking, blah, 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 you know, all these different things. And then you can go around the corner to another neighborhood, and that's not the situation, like Dearbaugh, right near there, or Warman's Mill, or, you know, you have all of this stuff right around there, and there's all these little pockets.
Yeah,
that it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, and understanding the, you know, the little bits and pieces about our market, understanding the things that are going on in the Frederick County government, and you know, things that are happening. Like we went and listened to the county speak about the Sugarloaf plan. Understanding how that's truly going to affect the people who own property in that area so that we can give good information. Understanding and knowing the amenities in an area. I met with somebody the other day and we were talking about some of the really cool things in the area that are close to their home. If you don't live here and know that and haven't experienced that, then how are you ever going to sell the value of it?
Well, and the funny thing is those people had lived in that house for how long?
7 years.
And they had no clue of... we'll leave the place out, but there is an amazing thing right near them, but they relocated into the area from out of state.
Yep.
Their agent was not local.
They didn't know anything about it.
They did not educate. And they found out after being there 7 years,
so they
sat down with you.
They had this really cool thing right around the corner.
Yeah.
And we're going to use that as part of what makes their house a really cool spot to purchase because they have this really cool area activity for things that little kids like, grown-ups like, that kind of thing. And it's right around the corner from them. And they can go there and they can utilize it for free anytime they want. So understanding the market and having those relationships where you can have good quality conversations with other agents about what's happening in the market and know that you're sharing good quality information is key. And we talked with other agents all the time. What are you seeing? What are you experiencing? How are things going? And that mind share with, especially with the folks that, you know, are selling houses and doing the things is really key.
Oh yeah. I mean, and think about it. I mean, we love Lake Linganore. We live there. But remember just when a couple of years ago, it wasn't as hot of a spot.
No.
And that's when we were like, okay, well, we're gonna do golf cart tours for buyers so they can see everything that exists in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
Now, people, I don't know how they suddenly know, but it was amazing because we would have buyers that would have no clue. And, you know, unless you take them on the trails and show them different things, they have no clue all of the things that are there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the buyers are already, I want to be in Lake Linganore. They don't even, you know, they're like, oh, no, I know there's lakes, there's beaches, there's all types of stuff. I don't even need to see it anymore.
Right.
But at the time, that was like a big thing.
Well, and you remember 15 years ago, it was really hard to sell a house in Lake Leconore because of the roads and
they weren't paved, the driveways.
and also, you know, that things like the capital contribution that are required for the neighborhood and things like that, that really changed with a declining market and impacted buyers' ability to purchase.
Well, and there's CDAs in some parts. And so it's really interesting because we get calls all the time, again, because I do a fair amount of land sales in there too. And people are like, well, what's the, isn't there an extra fee for taxes and how many years are left on it? And I'm like, not in that neighborhood. They're like, but that's Lake Leconore. I'm like, yeah, but there's different villages and the different villages have this.
And if you don't know, if you don't intimately know the area, you are not going to know that to properly disclose that information.
Or we have agents that are out of the area and they're like, well, how can you build on that? It's a slope. And I'm like, well, I can meet with you and your buyers and show them, you know, hundreds of other homes that are built on those same lots. It's not a not buildable lot. It is 100% possible. And there are homes that have been there for many years and have no issues.
Yeah. And they have amazing views.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what it made me think about when we were in Peru and there was that Sky Lodge with the little pods attached to the side of the mountain. That's like Lake Leconore.
Yeah. And certain spots. And I mean, you know, you just have to have the know-how and feet on the ground in the area. And, you know, we're talking about Frederick. I've been doing real estate now for 18 plus years. I've been in Pennsylvania for, I think it's 16 plus years. So
I think it's been more than that because...
Oh, maybe it has, because that's how I met you. I sold your house.
Mia's 20, and she was maybe 3 at the time.
Yeah, so maybe it was 17 years that I've been doing Pennsylvania. And then, you know, West Virginia time has been flying by. And, you know, and the key is, though, we don't just look at, you know, the MLS. We get entrenched in that area so that we understand it. And we'll get calls from people that want us to sell in areas, and if we don't honestly know the area, we refer them to someone else.
Yes.
We don't pretend.
No.
We don't act like we're local. We don't act like we know. And honestly, when we first went into West Virginia, we did Morgan, Berkeley, and Jefferson counties. And then after doing a couple of transactions in Morgan County, I said, we're not going to do Morgan County because things are totally different. And we do not have the expertise. And we found 2 agents out there that we refer business to because I just felt we were doing a disservice to our potential clients.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so shifting kind of topics, you know, people are worried about interest rates. People are worried about a recession. People are worried about the economy. And this can put a lot of fear both in the buyer's minds. And, you know, buyers do have a little bit of a fear hesitation happening based on all of these things. But it also puts a fear and a hesitation on the seller's minds and hearts because they're like, well, where am I going to go if I put my house up for sale and it sells? So I want to talk about recession real quick because I read a really interesting article about recessions. And we're talking about just the economic recession across the board and how it relates to housing. So everybody right now thinks what? They think we're going to hit 2008 all over again, right? We hear that all the time.
And we do not have enough time in the show to explain why we don't.
We don't. But but what I do want to point out is that in the last 6 recessions, there were only 2 times that it declined for housing values during the recession.
Hey, you're stealing stuff from an article and one of my podcasts.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that you talked about it.
I did
listen to your podcast. So the interesting thing, though, is the one decline, obviously, was the 2008 situation. And there were so many reasons that that was a thing. Right. And there's so many reasons that that thing isn't going to happen this time. The other one that was a decline was in 1991 and it only went down 1.9%. OK, we have accrued that on a month over month basis pretty much for the last 2 years. If we had to give some back, right, we're not giving back all that much. So real estate for you buyers who are listening, for you sellers who are going to need to buy something else, real estate still is overall the most long term sure bet type of an investment that you're going to make, and you need a roof over your house anyway. Roof over your head anyway. You do need a roof over your house, though. But in 80, 81, it went up 6% and 3.5%.
Not if you're sky stage. You don't need a roof over top of, you know, that's what makes a sky stage.
Hey, there's another Frederick gem right there, yeah. Right? I heard some really cool things happening there this summer, too. 2001, 6.6% increase during a recession. And then in 2020, as we rolled into a recession because of, you know, the C word, we're at a 6% increase on housing nationwide across the board for 2020. So if we're seeing that, you know, as an average, we're getting much more appreciation than we ever would be potentially giving back, barring any kind of a mortgage crisis, banking crisis, those sorts of things, then it is still a pretty sure bet.
Well, and I mean, what I've seen is, you know, they're saying home prices are still forecasted to keep appreciating because there's still not enough homes for the amount of people that, that exist and people that are in the market. And, you know, experts have been saying that appreciation will continue, but it should be moderate. But they're not predicting home prices to fall. And, you know, there's a chief economist that recently said prices throughout the country have surged for the better part of 2 years, including the first quarter of 2022. Given extremely low inventory, we're unlikely to see price declines, but appreciation should slow in the coming months. Right. Which is pretty much what we talked about.
Right. And we are seeing the affordability be affected by interest rates, you know, and what people can afford to pay. And we talked about this before. If you were an $800,000 mortgage purchaser in January, at this point, your qualification now becomes about a $650,000 mortgage purchaser qualification. That is, for buyers, a really hard pill to swallow. If you were looking at $800,000 amounts 3, 4, 5 months ago, and now you have to look at 650, you are really adjusting your expectation for what kind of house and property you're going to get and where.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Now, one of the other things, there's a whole bunch of legislation that, you know, a lot of people don't realize that there are things that happen in the General Assembly session, and that all ends, it was already ended for the year. So as of June 1, there's some new laws that went into effect, and I'm only going to talk about one of them. There's a whole bunch of them. If you're interested in finding this information out, you can just shoot an email over to info@dayhometeam.com. I'd be more than happy to shoot it over and share it with you. But if you bought a house, a lot of people in Maryland don't realize you can have a little bit of a break on your taxes, and that is through the homestead credit. One of the things that just passed, it now allows homeowners to retroactively claim the homestead credit if they were eligible in a prior tax year but did not apply. That's effective for all tax years as of June 30th. So if you don't even know what I'm talking about and you bought a house, you may want to reach out to your agent that helped you or the title company that handled it, because you know, they made a change. I don't know how many years ago it was, but you actually had to file for it, because otherwise your tax is if you're an investor. And it used to be if you didn't do it, you were sort of, you know,
SOL. They only gave you a window of time to do it.
Yeah, so they allowed a little bit of retro time on that, which is great, because a lot of people don't know. And honestly, during COVID, closings were really weird. People weren't there. Agents weren't allowed. It was so odd. And we all get stuff in our email and our regular mail, and we ignore it. And that's where those forms come that give you the code to be able to go in and do that. So, again, you know, just a nice little piece of legislation that passed. There's a couple other cool things. If you have a historic property and you do any renovations, that there's extra tax credits and things that they've extended.
Well, that's terrific.
But all types of good stuff that just happened. Didn't see anything too crazy or anything bad. It was all positive. But, you know, if you have questions, you can go to our website. Visit us at dayhometeam.com. That's dayhometeam.com. You could also give us a call by dialing 866-702-9038. And, you know, we appreciate you tuning in. Thanks so much. I'm Jay Day.
And Christina Day.
And thanks for listening to Real Talk Real Estate. We'll see you next month.